Now let's go back to the Pickering House and Stan Robinson.
And Dr. Boyne, as well known as you are in our community, does your focus on, obviously, the hospice efforts here, do you have your private practice still in any form?
Well, Stan, hospice is when I'm available, and that's usually 7 days a week. Now, Dr. Varney and I trade call and adjust so that's good.
Yeah. Right.
But sometimes if one isn't immediately available, they call the other, and that works just fine. We work well together.
And go right ahead.
I do still take care of jail patients. I'm the jail physician.
Oh, my.
And I do a lot of work in two mental health clinics as well, mental health for the indigent. So I do that as well. And I am still Fairfield County Coroner, but I have some able help with that as well. So
That's a busy schedule right there.
Well, we try to keep him busy, but...
Now, as far as a thought here with Dr. Boyne, just a basic thought in my mind here, how do you see the Pickering House purpose? We refer fondly to the Pickering House as we make our monthly visits, Doctor. Now, the purpose of the Pickering House, how do you see it from your standpoint?
Well, Stan, after we've had the Pickering House, we don't know how we did it without, seriously. The Pickering House is it's not a nursing home, but it's a place where patients in crisis can come. And in crisis, that may be an emotional crisis, it may be a family crisis, it may be a physical crisis with pain, it may be vomiting, infections, that kind of thing. And it's for a short period of time, but the care is acute, and we see the patients every day on a daily basis, so that we can adjust our medications and our treatment modalities and get them more comfortable, and then hopefully back into their homes. And that's where most of the patients want to be. Now, there are times when we used to make house calls, and we still do make house calls, it is much more efficient and much more effective in many cases to treat patients here, because we have medicines here, we have daily pharmacy delivery here.
Right.
We can change a medicine in the middle of the day and have the medicine, you know, an hour later, that kind of thing. So. And the patient can be checked on literally every hour, if necessary, in the situation here. That's difficult to do at home. Not impossible, not that we haven't done it, but it's much better here.
Oh, sure. Got everything right at hand here, yes. And I do remember fondly also back in the springtime, on one of our visits here back around April, May, somewhere through there, we were going to bid farewell to the pastor retiring, too.
Yeah, Carl Hartman.
Yes,
but
Carl
he's
Hartman.
Back, Stan. Did I tell you that?
Well, rumor had it that way,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's back, and he's working contingent for us, so... We have Carl, and he's, I think just the other day they told me that he baptized a patient.
Is that right?
He's back to doing those things that mean a lot to our patients and families.
And just on an average basis, Dr. Boyne, you and Dr. Roche and or Dr. Varney, do you find that the night calls do come, the late at night call responses?
They certainly do, and but that's okay. That's what we signed up for when we went to medical school, so that's just fine. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
24/7, as they say.
Yes.
Want to wish you a happy holiday, you and your family.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Tom Boyne. And let's greet Mr. Rick Schneider, because as the outreach coordinator here and community outreach coordinator for the hospice organization, Palliative Care, and welcome to Rick, of course. Oh, I'm glad you wore your Santa hat. That's very fine.
I'm in my civilian outfit. This I'm actually Santa Claus.
Oh, I see. The civilian outfit.
That way I can mush with people. So have you been a good boy, Stan?
Yes, so far. Check the list twice, if you will, please.
That's what I've heard,
My legendary writing is poor. You know,
we had to have a crypto person look at it and figure it out. But
did you have a hand in this beautiful decoration here in the lobby at all?
No, they kept me out. I had duct tape. I was getting all set, and they said, let's get rid of the guy. But Marge does an incredible job, and like that little ornament on the table there, that's just an incredible, it's golden, beautiful display. I don't know how she does it.
Absolutely.
Her and Brenda are very talented.
And what type of a staff, and I know it has to be routine-wise, but here it is Christmas Eve, tomorrow Christmas Day, and into the big weekend, and then one more big holiday coming up next week, of course. What kind of a staff do we kind of maintain or have to kind of maintain under these nice hours
it's
of celebration?
Business as usual. You know, we're very much like the OBGYN, you know, the babies always seem to be born at night or on Christmas morning, and we just the same at the beginning of life and at the end of life. It doesn't stop, so... We will still have the full staff of nursing. They're change holidays, so everybody gets time off. And the marketing people are probably going to be taking it easy. That's what I've heard.
Who does that include?
Rick, Rick, and Rick.
That famous, Berman
that famous firm.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, I'll be baking my no-bakes, so I got a lot of work to do.
Well, we've tasted
somebody's
those.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
Tasted those, that's for sure.
Still burn them on the fringe, but I'm getting better. You know, making them smaller.
What do we see in the crystal ball, Denise? January 1, yes, and 2010, ready or not, it will be here on the calendar and so on. What do we see the first quarter, for example? Any changes noticeably at the first quarter, for example?
Absolutely. Great question, Stan. Well, continue to grow, continue to provide good care. But one of the things we're really looking at, and really it's something that you're really seeing all over this country, is electronic medical record. We had decided last year that this would be the year to do that. And actually, we put together a grant, Rick helped with that, and the Fairfield County Foundation is going to support us and help buy the laptop computers for the nurses to use. Because most of our care is provided in patients' homes.
Yeah.
And so we'll have to have, you know, equipment for the patient or the nurses and the physicians and the chaplains, social workers to take to the patients' homes to document on. And then we'll also have equipment in the Pickering House for the staff here. So it's a huge undertaking, but we're going to take baby steps, and we're going to start first quarter with our training, you know, really buying the equipment, starting to train the staff. And by year end, we should be fully electronic in our medical records. We'll also, you know, of course, keep some paper copies on the back burner, but it's neat.
It's like. Like Denise was saying, and we'll have all the information right at the bedside, you know, instant. Big advantage over, you know, doing the paperwork and contacting people.
Right. Well, and the other thing for us is, you know, oftentimes a nurse may be in a patient's home and needs to, you know, find out maybe something about lab work, something about the history, or maybe what happened the night before, or what happened, you know, maybe the last visit of a nurse, or maybe the last month of nursing visits. So they can easily draw that up on their computer and look at it. And so I think it'll really make our care a little more seamless. We can communicate with the physicians, with the hospital, and things like that. So I think it'll make us more efficient. Plus it'll, you know, I don't know if you've read writing, but sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah.
Dr. Voyne just laughs. I can't tease him about it.
Right.
But it, you know, it'll make it a little more neater and legible for us, because there's times where, of course, that's an issue. But really, many of the people that we work with, insurance companies, Medicare, I think they're all encouraging electronic medical records, so that, you know, just the transfer of information is so much better. But I think it'll overall improve patient care too, because, you know, so many times when you think about a piece of paper, how many hands it has to go to, even till it gets filed in the medical records, it's amazing. Where this way, you know, people can just get online and look at the records, and I think it's going to make us, you know, better at what we do.
As she critiques writing there, I'm thinking of at home, where my wife says, if I put something on the shopping list, she doesn't know what to buy. You know,
yeah.
It's a very injurious story. But, Rick, December and only nature makes the decision. But would it be normally busy in December, or the moment of sadness is going to occur regardless of the day, obviously?
We've been very busy. I was talking to intake nurse, and we are still getting referrals in. In fact, sometimes it seems like more, because maybe as the holidays approach and the illness is progressing, they sign on because they thought they could take care of things, but with so many things going on in their life, we can help. So it seems like we are getting more referrals in the last few weeks. As far as people dying, it's some people hold on till the end of the holidays are over. There's really no spike to say, or dip to say, but we do keep busy, let's put it that way. Things don't stop at all. You know, we do have the admissions and we do have the passings, so we do stay busy.
And again, as Dr. Vine properly said, 24/7, we're not never closed.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as your staff and so forth, then you have a special schedule, as certainly Rick alludes to here, the fact that they do get a break perhaps over the holiday, if things are a little quiet and so on.
Sure. Our home care nurses work about one holiday a year. So nurses out there, that's like music to their ears.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't happen often in nursing. But really, they rotate, you know, and we put together a schedule for our nurses so they know like 7 years down the road what holidays they're working at rotation.
Okay.
Now, for the Pickering House staff, they work more, but we also rotate it so they have time off, because we know how important that is. And, you know, the nurses just work great together. I mean, some of them, you know, maybe celebrate on Christmas Eve with their family, some on Christmas Day.
Right.
And so they kind of work it out sometimes between themselves so that everyone has time off. But We have a great staff, and they're very dedicated. And, you know, like I don't know, I've worked holidays in the past, I've worked Christmases, and sometimes it can be a very rewarding and a good experience because you're here and, you know that people maybe aren't with their families or maybe their families are here, and yes. it can just be a really good time and a blessing to be involved with patients at Christmas time.
And of a frivolous nature today, Rick, do we still feed the deer in the wintertime? Are they out there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want their food warmed up a little bit. They've been complaining about that. You know, put it in the microwave. But, yeah, I've been keeping busy. They're out.
Question of service, though, right?
We can put it in a drive-through window so they can just kind of walk through.
Happy to be involved with Feral Hospice and Palliative Care for several years. But month to month, we keep saying, well, we're going to see the deer sometime, spring, summer, fall. You know, in particular, we hope to look out the window and see them for the show here. But
yeah,
they haven't walked through
nice.
At the right time.
They're camera shy, but yeah, we have them quite often. I mean, they're
must have a better agent than you and I. All right, Rick Snyder, Denise Barr, thank you so much. Happy
thank
holidays
you.
To you.
Thank you.